Hey guys, it's Masya.
Hey guys, I'm Basha.
And Pally Hellraiser.
Hot Candy Magazine.
Your Hot Candy Treat of the Month.
Hey, this is Jenny V. We're interviewing with T Mills from HotCandy.com. Check it out.
Motto of the Month.
All right, welcome everybody. This is T Mill for HotCandy.com. You guys can satisfy your sweet tooth logging on to HotCandy.com. And it may be better to use your mobile device if you're insecure or you got an insecure girlfriend or boyfriend, because we know some of y'all ladies are logging on too. And if you're not 18, do not get your parents' permission, because we don't want your daddy getting in more trouble than he's already in. So we're already the hottest digital magazine in New York, number one to be exact. Numbers don't lie, y'all. HotCandy.com, where the beauty has gone digital all across the globe. We deliver women with diverse ethnicities, more than just sexy, beautiful, and physically intimidating. We recognize women who are building a brand. They're working successfully toward their goals, and this month is no different than any other. We've got Jenny V, y'all. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed, highly favored, and hungry, ready to get this chicken out the oven. So I want to thank you for doing this interview. Definitely want to shout out everybody for getting me in contact with you and everything, and we're going to get into this interview. So first of all, I want to ask you, I saw somewhere that you write music. Do you still write music?
I do. I kind of do it for fun. I don't really take it serious. Like, I'm good at it, but I just do it to do it.
Okay. And what do you write about? Because some of the people that write music for fun, most of the time those are the songs that really turn out to be, you know, great hit songs. You know, they wrote it on a whim, or just they were pissed off at somebody one night and they wrote it, and those become some of your greatest songs. So what do you write about?
Just like everything. I can write about anything. It's kind of like rap, you can say. Like, I mostly write like rap shit. So it's just real shit, basically. Shit that people go through.
Okay. All right. And I don't know about you, but if they're not an underground or indie artist, or I've got to be a diehard fan, I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. I hadn't bought an album of a mainstream artist in a long, long time. Like, if you're indie, I got you. I'm spending the $8.99, $9.99, iTunes, all that. If it's underground or for somebody I really rock with, Prince, I'm still buying all his albums, no matter how many he puts out till he's 100. But if you're on beat, 9 times out of 10, I'm not buying, like, no mainstream, you know, number one target album or whatever. So I wanted to ask you, what's the last album or song that you downloaded or bought?
The last song that I downloaded, let me think about it. I downloaded Marvin's Room, the Teyana Taylor version. That's probably the last thing I can remember downloading. I don't really download music like that. Like, if I hear something, I'll download it, but I don't really look for music.
Okay. So let me ask you, if you weren't modeling or writing music, what career or skill would you pursue?
I'm sorry, something is cutting onto the line. I don't know if you can hear
it
right here on my phone.
Yeah,
you heard that, right?
Yeah. I don't hear it anymore, but it's
it's gone. It's gone now. I'm just saying. I'm sorry, okay. What were you saying now?
Now, if you weren't modeling or writing music, what career or skill would you pursue?
I probably would go into the medical field.
Okay.
Probably. That'd be my thing, like, or something, or real estate. One of those two.
Okay.
I'm probably going to do
real
estate. I
can see you getting your Hawthorne on, you know, on network television and or just doing it the real way and whatnot. Now, also, I wanted to ask you this. There's something, and when you guys see the pictures, you guys will see exactly what I'm talking about. But there's something about your eyes. They're beautiful, and they're both mysterious and dangerous. Now, am I wrong, and can you elaborate on that a little bit?
No, I want to say thank you, first off. And that's my favorite thing about myself. I love my eyes. Like, I don't know. I feel like, they're just, I don't know. I can talk with my eyes.
Okay. It's like nobody can say no to you. I don't care if it's the boardroom or the bedroom.
I wouldn't say that. It helps.
Okay. So now I've never been to L.A. Like everywhere that I've been, I've still haven't been to L.A.
Serious?
So yeah, dead serious. Like I've never been to L.A. Like
wow.
Been all around L.A.
Oh.
But just never been to L.A. I mean California for that matter. I mean just everywhere, all the states around, but I hadn't been to Cali yet. So if I was to come there, or somebody that hasn't been there, and people that are listening from all over the world. If you're throwing a party or just they're hanging out with you, where would you say is the best place? Where do you love to hang out and have a blast?
I mean, I just love the West Hollywood scene. I love West Hollywood. Like, West Hollywood has everything, anything you can think of. Or the Hollywood area, too, but I think I definitely say West Hollywood.
Now, I'm pretty sure, you know, you see tourists and people that have never been there. You can always know who they are because they're always looking around in the skies and looking at, you know, staring at windows and people walking by and everything. Has anybody ever stopped you thinking you were, you know, an actress or mistaking you for, you know, a movie star or somebody on television or anything like that?
I've never been mistaken. Like, I'll just get that I look like certain people, but never been mistaken for anybody.
Okay, that just means you're one of a kind, that's all. So when they see it, they're like, I know that's Jamie. I can't be twisted with nobody else. So when people meet you, you know, in this business, I mean, you're doing great networking, you're all over the place, and you're making a name for yourself. When people meet you, what's the one thing that they're surprised to learn about you?
I'm funny. I'm a funny person.
I could tell you got a party personality. Like just hanging out with you is great.
I mean, yeah, like not. I wouldn't say party personality, but yeah, like I like making people laugh. So I'm a little comedian. I'm below. You just wouldn't think that. So.
Okay, so is it like funny, like you know, just cracking jokes between? You know, the people you're hanging out with, or like, you know, you see somebody and you kind of crack a joke on them, or like that. Because you know how some people you hang out with, I got this partner right now that no matter where we go, he doesn't care who it is. It could be the damn president of the United States, and he can crack a joke about anybody, and he doesn't care. And it's all in good humor. You know, he's not going to, you know, some homeless person or something like that. Like, but it's all in good humor. So I don't like half the way taking them with me. Anywhere, because 9 times out of 10 he's gonna piss somebody off. But it's funny.
I don't be trying to like piss people off though. But yeah, I make people laugh. I don't go that in. I crack jokes sometimes, but I don't do that too much. I don't know. It's just I don't know how to explain it.
That's what's up. Now 2011. I mean, I don't know about nobody else, but I didn't think the year 2011 would even get here. First of all, but in the year 2011, you got technology, you got all this Facebook, you got all this online dating, all these web chats, you got all this different means of communication that's changing the way people hook up and do relationships or marriages. I saw a Christian dating service, and I don't even want to speak on that, but What have you seen that's changed as far as relationships, and how does that, you know, affect the way you go about relationships?
I mean, technology is everything nowadays, so now, like, it's easier to have a long-distance relationship. You got, like, iPads and shit like that, or you could just video chat all day, and I say it because I love video chatting, so I give it to that. Nobody writes letters anymore. Everything is just technology.
Now, I thought it was kind of cute. Somebody wrote me a letter like 2 years ago, and, you know, I don't know how the hell they found my address, which was spooky, which is why I didn't respond. But just kind of thinking about it, I said, you know what, this is pretty dope. Like, I got a letter. And they weren't in jail or nothing like that.
Just,
you know. Just found my address and, like, just wrote me just because, you know, it was a thing. Me and this girl, we used to just write letters back and forth all the time just in school and everything. But I just thought that was kind of neat. And it's now, you know, with emails and all
it's
that.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole lot different. Whole
it just
lot
makes
different.
You, it's like, it's kind of really just taking time out to find a piece of paper, take a pen and just really write. Like, everything is on the computer, so I think if somebody was to, like, write you a letter, that just, I don't know, I think that's special to me.
Yeah, and next time, just at least call me first or something, because, like I said, that's a little stalkish. I don't know how you got my address. And it didn't even explain
weird,
it
though.
In the letter. Like, yo, I found your address on Facebook or nothing. They just sent the letter and shit. So
that's crazy. That's definitely a stalker.
Yeah, this is crazy. Sexy all at the same time, but just stalkish. All right.